For better or for worse, I must play my own little instrument in the orchestra of life. This is Instant Inspiration, and this is the Reverend Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, the Director of the Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California, the President of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, the floor sweeper of the Far Valley Ranch, and the lover of all my staff and friends and delighted people. For better or for worse, I must play my own little instrument in the orchestra of life. Now, this sounds mundane, casual, worldly, unimportant, but it isn't. They say in the marriage vows, for better or for worse, you marry somebody. And our webmaster, I mean our financial advisor, when he got married and he heard those words coming out of his friend's mouth, who was the minister for his service, the minister said, for better or for worse. And Jeff shouts out, for better and for better. And this is for us to wake up and say, for better and for better. I play my own little instrument in the orchestra of life. Now, what is my little instrument? My little instrument is this physical body that I have chosen when I came into this life form. We have our handyman, who is a great guy, and he and his sweetheart are preparing for a baby. And they went in, had an ultrasound test on the baby, and they saw the little critter, who is some inches long. And they were thinking to themselves, oh boy, isn't that nice? Beautiful life coming forth in our world. The little instrument. The little instrument was just a cell and a sperm, you know, at one time, and then they got together, and from that moment on, it was playing its own orchestra of life. It was coming forth in a beautiful way, developing into a man or a woman, a girl or a boy. And how are you going to make sure that your egg and sperm get together as boys, so everybody has boys, or everybody has girls, or whatever it is you want, you know, maybe duplicates, you know. But how are you going to do this? You don't. You don't. Because once you have put the cause in motion, then that new life takes over. And it has already decided what it's going to be. It's already decided where it's going to go and how it's going to act, how it's going to live. Sometimes it makes a mistake. Not very often. Not very often. Sometimes little boys are feminine, little girls are masculine. But most of the time, there's a certain balance that goes on. And for better or for worse, we play our little instrument. But our little instrument does not stay little very long. As we keep feeding it all that wonderful energy and the wonderful food and the wonderful nourishment, it grows and grows and grows. Now, some people, they don't grow. Their body grows, but they still act like little children. They act like the world owes them a living. They act like everything's unfair to them. And for them, everything is unfair. But when the rest of the world will not accept that, they sometimes have to grow up. And they do. Now, have you grown up? Are there areas of your life where you feel the world owes you a living? Are there areas of your life that you feel it's not fair? Ever heard that said before? It's not fair. Why me, oh Lord? You know, and why? Why you, O Lord? Because you have put the cause in motion. Now, if you are a girl and you are not pretty, that's your fault. Totally. All you have to do is say, I am beautiful. I am pretty. I am glorious. And you don't have to look pretty. You don't have to look glorious. Your charisma is so beautiful, so glorious. People don't even see what you look like. Many movie stars, and movie stars, I mean, are not pretty people. In fact, there are many movie stars who are unpretty people. Columbo, who plays a detective in some of the shows, he's a very unpretty person. And who did we say this morning?
Oh, Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante. He's a very unpretty lady, man, you know? And Throw Mama Off the Train. Remember that movie? No, you don't.
No.
But that was a movie that was out recently. And Mama was a very ugly lady and a very mean old lady. And she was played by a woman who was not very attractive. But she had to be not attractive because she was playing that part. Now, what about Snow White? Do you know about Snow White?
Mm-hmm.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was Snow White pretty? Well, she ate that bad apple, you know. And who gave her that bad apple?
Mm-hmm.
Her stepmama. Her stepmama, who was dressed up as a witch. Now, how did she change back and forth from being a witch to being such a beautiful woman who is the most beautiful in the land other than Snow White? All mental activities. Now, even the mirror was fooled. Even the mirror looked at her and said, "You are the most beautiful one in the land," except Snow White sleeps and she is yet there. So, you see, all of these things, now those are fairy tales, obviously. We are not going to fool ourselves with that, but all of these things take place in our mind. You look at a queen. Is a queen a beautiful person?
Mm-hmm.
Normally. But are all queens beautiful? No.
Yeah.
Some queens are very ordinary looking people. And some kings are very ordinary looking. Is a prince ever ordinary looking? No. A prince is always handsome. Is a princess ever an ordinary looking person? No, a princess is always charming and beautiful and handsome. But in reality, not so. They dress the princess up in her beautiful clothing and they make her look glorious. And they say, "That's the princess." And everyone bows down to the princess and they say, "Oh, what a beautiful woman." And she may not be beautiful in the sense of the word at all. And the prince may not be a handsome young buck, but he may be an ordinary fellow. An ordinary fellow. But he wears princely clothing, he carries himself in a princely fashion, and so therefore, there is no worse, but just for better, he is whatever he has visualized himself to be. He is playing his instrument in this orchestra of life, and he's playing it very well. Now, how are you and how am I playing our instrument? Are we happy? Are we contented? Do people like to have us in their world? Do people enjoy us in their company? Do people feel that we're wonderful? Who cares? Who cares? The only thing is, do we like to be in our company? Do we enjoy ourselves? Do we like to be places? Do we have to change our clothes 6 times to look beautiful? No. No. We must be like Stefan Stressley, who is a monster. Stefan goes into the shower and he comes out and shakes his head and his hair all falls in place. You know, don't we wish? Stefan, when he's heavy, he looks good. When he's light, he looks good. When he's muscular, he looks good. When he's not muscular, he looks good. Now you say, "Come on, Herb, let's get off of Stefan." No. Stefan has an attitude that he's a good-looking man. Stefan has an attitude that he's a handsome man. Stefan has an attitude that he is a very special person. And he is. Because he has named it and claimed it. Now, why can't you and the rest of the world do that? Because you don't believe it. You don't name it and claim it for yourself. You could be just as wonderful looking as Stefan, just as fabulous looking as Stefan. You say, "Herb, get off of Stefan." No, Stefan plays that game very well. He is a master at that, and you can too. Now, does Stefan play the master at being wealthy? Sure. Does he play the master at having women around him all the time? Sure. Does he play the master that everything he does touches to gold, everything he touches turns to gold? Does he do that? Sure. Does he believe that he has it all already? Somewhat. But whenever Stefan denies himself or speaks little of himself, which he doesn't do very often, immediately he fulfills that. Immediately. When Stefan speaks well of himself, immediately he fulfills that. When you speak well of yourself, immediately you fulfill it. So therefore, you must not always be fulfilling it at times when you don't like yourself, at times when you don't appreciate just how good you are, how wonderful you are. It's up to us, for better or for worse, to play this instrument that we have in this orchestra of life in a most beautiful, fascinating, desirable way. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go for it. I love you.
Thank you.